Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, I have kind of a mixed bag today, starting with another medium. Well, sort of. But I can't resist because this is such a rich time for documentaries, which you can stream from home, of course. And surprisingly, three in particular all have theatrical connections. First, who knew Pee Wee Herman, as in Pee Wee's Playhouse, would be so interesting? And by the way, that one landed on a Broadway stage in 2010. Pee-wee's real name, for those who don't know, was Paul Rubens, and his career and life came to a disturbing, at best, conclusion. And then there's the new doc called Sunday Best about Ed Sullivan. Now, we know that he's the one who first gave us the Beatles and Elvis, at least in America, but what that man did for Black performers is remarkable and very touching. And P.S., Sullivan began his career as a Broadway reporter. And I just watched the two-parter on Billy Joel. Now, I confess, he was never one of my favorites, but the show was fascinating, and the quality of his work is undeniable. And P.S., I did go to the Broadway show called Movin' Out, which was choreographer Twyla Tharp's take on Joel's music. Meanwhile, I remain on the other coast, and this week I saw a show that is making a lot of folks out here happy. It's called Puppet Up Uncensored. It's playing on the Kirk Douglas stage in Culver City. What would Kirk have thought of this very funny, if frequently profane, comedy? Well, this is a rollicking, improvisational show, audience participation and so on, that is winning over folks of all ages. It comes from the son, by the way, of famed puppeteer Jim Henson. As for New York theatrical updates, well, the latest show closing is Roundabout's revival of Pirates, the Penzance musical. That one had 21 previews and 109 regular performances. And yep, we have to call it another victim of the Tonys, or lack thereof. As for casting news, two-time Tony nominee Arian Moyad will reprise his Marvel role as Agent Cleary in Wonder Man, premiering this December on Disney+. Now, Moyad is best known on screen as Stewie in Succession and on Broadway for his Tony-nominated roles in Bengal Tiger at the Baghdad Zoo and A Doll's House with Jessica Chastain. And Andrew Barth Feldman will take over the role of the jazz-loving helper robot in the Tony Award-winning musical Maybe Happy Ending. He's going to do a 9-week limited engagement at the Belasco Theater that starts September 2nd. He assumes a role that was played by Darren Criss, who won the Tony for that. And he plays his final performance August 31st. Feldman, by the way, is young, but hardly a newcomer. He made his Broadway debut in Dear Evan Hansen in 2019, returning to the off-Broadway stage in 2024, as in last season, in We Had a World. He essentially played the show's creator, Josh Harmon, in that one. And here's a new one that will be getting buzz. Ava, A-V-A, Ava, The Secret Conversations, written by and starring Elizabeth McGovern. That one begins performances July 30th at New York City Center, Stage 1. This is a one-woman piece about the actress who made, and some say broke, Frank Sinatra's heart. Yes, Ava Gardner. The production, by the way, began in Los Angeles. Now, it seems every week I discuss a favorite film moving to stage. We've had Bull Durham, A Face in the Crowd, and now comes another. Ginger Twinsies is opening at the Orpheum Theater. That's a send-up of the movie that you may know called The Parent Trap, which I think I saw 500 times with Haley Mills. Okay, on another subject, a lot of people think the Encore series is about revivals of musicals that you might not otherwise see. But the idea was always the chance to hear the orchestrations as they were originally intended. Well, the next lineup for this hugely popular City Center series has just been announced. First up will be Bat Boy, the musical that starts October 29th. It's a horror rock musical which centers on a cave-dwelling creature who searches for acceptance and love in a small town. That one will be directed by Alex Timbers, a big name. He's currently represented on Broadway in Just in Time. Next comes the supernatural musical comedy High Spirits. That comes in February, based on Noel Coward's play Blithe Spirit. That one is about a man coping with his dead wife's ghost. And it will be followed in the spring by the revival of The Wild Party, set in the Roaring Twenties. The show is a jazz age musical about lust, death, and substance abuse. Anyway, get your Encores tickets now. They go very fast. As for a noteworthy death of the week, Tom Lehrer, the Harvard-trained mathematician whose wickedly iconoclastic songs made him a favorite satirist in the 1950s and 60s on college campuses and all kinds of clubs around the country. Mr. Lehrer's lyrics were nimble, sometimes salacious, and almost always sardonic, sung to music that tended to be cheerful. He performed all over the place, and his admirers purchased by mail order only his records, hundreds of thousands of them. Anyway, his music was ultimately just a momentary detour in an academic career that included teaching at Harvard and Massachusetts Institute of Technology and University of California. He even did a stint with the Atomic Energy Commission. Anyway, Tom Lehrer's songwriting output was modest, but it was darkly memorable. And here's some good news to end with. First of all, Gilded Age has been picked up for a fourth season, which is good news not only for viewers, but for every Broadway actor who seems to be in it. And here's one that won't cost you a thing. Well, maybe just time waiting in line. Yes, Shakespeare in the Park is back after some serious renovation. Twelfth Night is up there first with a great cast, including Lupita Nyong'o, Peter Dinklage, and Jesse Tyler Ferguson. As for the venue itself, according to one critic, quote, "The much improved Delacorte is cone-shaped now, wider at the top, blending more discreetly into its leafy copse of cherry, sycamore, and hornbeam beside the great lawn. The clunky old clapboard drum and flimsy skirt canopy are gone, swapped out for rustic, handsome, tongue and groove reclaimed redwood planks, and a marquee that finally gives what had been a comically modest entrance a sense of occasion." End quote. I wish I'd written that. It sounds fetching, and once again, we say to the Public Theater, thank you for your service. Again, that's Shakespeare in the Park, and it's open and it's free. Meanwhile, check what's playing at your local park. You never know. And I'll see you next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.